We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Matana, Halacha Hey, page 20, the left-hand column, about six lines up from the bottom. Rav Nilsson, I was talking just before about the fact that Rosh Hashanah is the main time for Hamtokas Hadinim, and he emphasized that even though when Hashem, and that on Rosh Hashanah, there is reenacted and reinitiated what took place in the beginning of creation. Just like when Hashem first created the world, there was first Midas Hadin, Bereishis Bara Elokim. Then there was the sweetening of the din, B'yoyim Broi Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim. So too, every single year on Rosh Hashanah, the Midas Hadin gets turned on, and the main function of Tzadikim is to sweeten the din. So Rav Nosazal pointed out, but then hold on a second, why don't we say that just like when it came by creation, it was Hashem who did all of this, why shouldn't we say that on Rosh Hashanah also it should be Hashem who does all of this? What do we need the Tzadikim for? Rav Nosson Zal's answer was that the only reason why Hashem did it himself then was because there were no Tzadikim around to do it. Whereas once the world was created and there are Tzadikim, this is one of their main functions, this concept of Hamtoka Sadinim, sweeping the din. Avolachshov hakoil toloi behisoyerus tachtoin al yidei gdoilei hatzadikim giborei koyach hanal. But nowadays, everything is dependent on the initiative of the great tzaddikim who are called these giborei koyach, sheim bechinas oisei dvoroi lishmoye bekol dvoroi, who are the tzaddikim about whom this pasuk is written, giborei koyach oisei dvoroi lishmoye bekol dvoroi, meaning that these are the tzaddikim who reach the highest heights of Nase v'nishma. Oisei devorei miloshin nase, lishmoye bekol devorei miloshin nishma. Ukamoy shom razal zeh posuk linya nase v'nishma. As the Gemara mentions, this posuk related to the concept of nase v'nishma. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zehu goydel ha-pele shel Rosh Hashanah shel tzadik menam. This is the wondrous item of the Rosh Hashanah of these tzaddikim. This is what makes their Rosh Hashanah so super special an item. Shemamshichim b'chol Rosh Hashanah chasodim chadoshim nifloim moed, whereby these tzaddikim, every single year when Rosh Hashanah rolls around, they're able to draw a brand new chasodim, wondrous chesed of Hashem, levatel hakitrugim shel hapigomim shel oisei Hashanah, with which to be able to nullify all the prosecution and all the complaints that the Yetzahara, that the Satan is going to be bringing for that year, the tzaddikim draw down an equal opposing measure of chesed with which they're going to combat that din. Ad shemamtikim kol minei dinim shaboilam, to the point where the tzaddikim succeed in sweetening all types of midas hadin that are found in the world. O memela, once they sweeten the din, that's the spiritual terminology. Now let's talk tachlis. O memela mevatlim kol hatzorois vayisurim Yisrael. Once they sweeten the din, how does that show itself in our daily lives? That they remove the tzorois and suffering from Klal Yisrael. O mamshichim shefa v'rav tuv lebeis Yisrael. And they're able to draw new shefa, new sustenance and goodness for the Am Yisrael. V'ho'ikr, shal yidei riboy ha-chasodim chadoshim v'nifloim shemamshichim Rosh Hashanah, the most important thing is that as a result of the multitude of brand new wondrous kindness from Hashem that the tzaddikim succeed in drawing on Rosh Hashanah, al yidei zeh mevatlin u'machlishin koyach ha-yetzahara, that subdues and nullifies the yetzahara, u'machnisim hirhurei tshuva, and they inject true feelings, sincere feelings of tshuva, of repentance, v'hizchaskus nifla b'Yisrael, and awesome support. They give each and every single Jew tremendous support to give him the motivation and the faith in himself, the self-confidence to do tshuva. L'haschil b'chol pam lo shuvei lo v'yisborach mikol mokim shehu, to start fresh every single minute, every single day, trying to return to Hashem from whatever place, from whatever level you're on. Ki kol ma shemamshichim chasodim yoiser umamtikim dinim yoiser, because the more that a tzaddik succeeds in drawing greater degrees of Hashem's kindness into the world and sweetening the din more, kemoike machlishim koya hayitzor vasitrachra shekol koycha midinim kanam, the more he succeeds in weakening the Yetzahara,
Because the whole Yetzirah is plugged into that side of Din and Gvura. So the more the Tzaddik nullifies the Din, he nullifies and weakens the Yetzirah in each and every one of us. So that this is, if a person wants to understand, what's one of the main reasons why it's so important for a Jew to go to the Tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah? Whether it be in Uman, whether it be in Miron, whether it be the places where the Tzaddik is found, the reason is because on Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom HaDin. And the din needs to be sweetened. And Hashem ain't going to do it. As long as there's tzaddikim around, Hashem doesn't want to do it himself. He wants the tzaddikim to get the credit for doing it. When the tzaddik sweetens the din, he weakens the Yetzirah. And when he sweetens the din, he draws chesed to the world. He draws new shefa to the world and everything. Who benefits from it? Each and every person. Based on the degree of closeness and the degree of attachment to the tzaddik, that's how much that person is able to benefit from what the tzaddik is accomplishing on Rosh Hashanah.
This, by the way, Yehori Tshuva the minute you have Yehori Avera, Yehori Tshuva is the best thing rather than to try and disregard. In other words, to use that to daven more to Hashem, because the Baal Shem Tov taught, and Rabbi Nachman, I forgot which Torah, that they're coming at you now, dafka. The closer you get to Hashem, the more these thoughts will come to you. This is the union of the klipa that tries to mitgaber when you try to get into kedusha, and Yehori Tshuva is the
antidote.
I don't want this thought. This is not me. To articulate that's what, and that is a hofech that transforms the Yehori Avera.
Paragraph Dalet. V'zeh shemavur b'hatoiranal. This is what's explained in that chapter on Likut Imran, Torah Chof Beis. Shal yidei na'ase v'nishma zoichen l'simcha. That when a Jew is zoiche to say and to really put themselves on a track of na'ase v'nishma, of committing themselves to do what Hashem wants them to do, and even being willing to do it even before I understand it completely, that's how a Jew is zochet to simcha. This, the crowns that the Malachim put on the heads of the Jews when they said this Na'aseh v'nishma, we said crown is simcha, because there's a pasuk v'simchas oilam al roisham, that they wear the simcha on their heads like a crown. Shaydezeh zochen la'azis tikdusha, and by doing that, a person is zochet to have the guts and the strength that they need to come close to kedusha, lehizgaber al azus the sitrachra shel haazei ponim shel aguf, to have the ability to stand up strong against the azus of the yetzahara, which comes in the form of people who would want to dissuade him from being religious, or the azus of his own body. Our own body has chutzpah in wanting to try to push its way over the neshama's ideology. And in order to do battle against that, you need simcha, and the simcha comes from Na'aseh v'nishma. Exactly, brazenness. That's a more accurate word for it. Ki ho beho talia. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, because these two items depend on each other. Ki al yidei Na'aseh v'nishma nal, through a person being zeichet to say Na'aseh v'nishma, nimtokim kol hadinim. That brings about a sweetening of any harshness or judgment against the person. Shaydezeh magbirin koyach yetzer tov al yetzahara. That's what's machmiya the yetzahara and gives the yetzer tov more strength. Shezeo bechinas hisgabrus azus digdusha al azus de sitrachra. This represents the main concept of strengthening the azus digdusha over the azus of the sitrachra. Again, azus means brazenness and strength. Ki ikar ha-hiskarvus el hakdusha hu al yidei azus dikdusha. Rav Nosson Zal, whenever he uses that word ikar, your eyes are supposed to perk up. The word ikar means he's telling you there's a lot of different things that are involved in this. But the most important thing in this is what I'm about to tell you. The ikar, the most important way, the most important ingredient that a Jew needs to come close to kedusha is azus dikdusha. Person has to have brazenness. Otherwise, the first thing the Satan tells him is, who are you? What are you, nuts? This is a religious shul. You don't belong here. You're a nothing. How dare you think that you could daven with them? How dare you think that they're going to accept you, that they're going to invite you, they're going to want to have any part of you? And this is on every step of the way in terms of asking a tzaddik a question. He doesn't have time to talk to me. I'm a zero. He needs to talk to more learned people, you know, and deeper level questions. And all of these excuses that the Satan throws at a person, whereby Rav Nosson Zal says, in order to become religious, if you want to become close to Hashem, you must have Azaz Tikdusha. Kamay Sham Razal, as the Gemara says, Mipnei Man Nitna Torah LeYisrael Mipnei She'azen Heim. Why did Hashem choose to give the Torah to the Jewish people instead of all other nations? Because the Jews have the most Azus, the most chutzpah, therefore they needed the Torah most. The way the Gemara is saying it is to cure their chutzpah. But Rabbi Nazal makes a play on that, and Rabbi Nazal says the only reason why they earned the Torah is because they had the chutzpah to say, yes, we do want it. When Hashem was marketing it, and each one was able to come up with an excuse why they didn't want it, the Yidden said, no, we'll take it, put it right here, we'll know what to do with it. Instead of thinking, no, this is too spiritual for us, this is too ethereal, you know, all the fake anivus that the other nations gave at the time. The Torah is wonderful, it's excellent. We're not denying it. Hashem wrote it, so we're not denying it's wonderful. It's just that it's not for us because we're into murder, and this one's into adultery. So in other words, they were actually modest, wonderful, modest people at the time. How could you fault them? And the Jews were the only immodest ones, the only brazen ones, who said, no, bring it right here.
It's also, we can fall into that Chazar Shalom now, like, Tikkun Chatzos, you know, I mentioned that to people, say, nobody does that anymore, that's for, or, are you kidding, that's like,
only for super tzaddikim of 1200 years ago. Wait till they find out that the guy next door did it, and they just didn't know about it, and then the person says, oy, how did I miss the boat? How did I miss the boat? Now, as is written in that chapter in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes this need for Azaz Tikdusha. Avol, but, capital B over here. Avol, tzrichem ledaber bozeh harbe. We still need to talk about this a lot, Rabbeinu Zal says. Ki tzrichem hischaskus godoil bechol yoim uvechol pamsh. A person has to strengthen themselves every single day and every single time. Shehu bechinas azaz tikdusha, which is this concept of azaz tikdusha. It's not a one-time deal. A person has to get new injections of this every day and several times a day. Ki harbe oiver al kol echad v'yechad b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. Because each and every person goes through a lot, every single day. Kamay Shem Razal, as the Gemara says, Bechol yoyim v'yoyim yitzroi shalodom mischadei shalom. Every single day, the Yitzhahara comes with new tricks, with new problems, with new issues, by which to prevent the person from becoming more religious, or better. Ki Yitzhahara shehu be'emes zokein v'yoshon legamri. This Yitzhahara, who's very elderly and very old, ki nikra zokein uksil, because the Torah refers to him as an old fool, roitze b'chol pam lishadesh. The Yitzhahara doesn't want to stay old. He wants to be new. Uma'oirer esodom lishtusa v'havolov. And the Yitzhahara wants to inspire, arouse a person to get involved in Yitzhahara's foolishness and nonsense. As if it's a new thing. Again, every single year they come out with new toys and new trinkets and new games and everything. As if this is new. Religion is ancient. Those yo-yos who are sitting learning that Gemara with the brown pages and stuff, they're cavemen. We're modern people. We're the now people. We're into trinkets and gadgets and video and Lydia, you know, all that second generation, fifth generation, all of that gas, presenting an image as if they're modern, not knowing the Eitzos HaTorah HaNifloim, whereas the wondrous advice of the Torah. The Yitzhahara wants to give it an image as if it's very old. This is things from 10,000 years ago. In those days, this worked. You know, those people who didn't know from nothing. So for them, they fed him Torah. That was good enough for them. But we're normal people. We're advanced people today. You can't sell us that ancient stuff. ube'emes hulehepech, whereas the truth is just the opposite. That these toys and everything, they had toys 500 years ago, they had toys 1,000 years ago, they had toys 4,000 years ago. Each generation had his toys. This is just window dressing. He just dresses it a little different. They give it a different name. They add one or two batteries to it. They add some blinking lights to it to make it more attractive for 1993. But it's the same junk from 1992. And the same junk that was around in the 1800s and in the 15s. Each generation had its toys and its tchotchkes, which the Yetzer Hara used at that time to keep people away from Torah, away from Hashem. A Jew has to strengthen himself to battle against the Yetzer Hara with tremendous strength, brand new, every day new. Ulahovin, and to realize, ulahamin, and to believe, bohemes, in the truth. Kinahafoichu, because it's just the opposite of the way it seems. Kihattaivois vahashtusim vabilbulim, heim yeshonimikvar. All the physical desires, the desire for money, the desire for women, people think they invented new women. And here today there's something to desire. You think they didn't have women 100 years ago? You think they didn't have women 1,000 years ago? Rahman al-Slan, there's a joke that's the oldest trade in the world, is Rahman al-Slan prostitution. They call that the oldest trade, because again, this stuff is old news. Just because they're wearing leather skirts instead of this, that's all baloney. It's a thin window dressing. But he's offering you such old stuff. It's so unattractive. Something that's old, people find unattractive. If a person realizes that this stuff is 5,700 years old, then what's so great about it? What's so attractive about it? Ki ein kol chodosh tachas ha-shemesh. Because Shlomo HaMelech said, under the sun, in the Olam HaGashmi, there ain't no news. Hashem did it once, 5,700 and some odd years ago, and there ain't no news. Just because today they come out with a wireless telephone and a pelephone and a lele, all baloney, all nonsense. That's not really new. It's not really new. It's another version of the old tchotchke, that kind of thing. Avo lemala me'ashemesh, but in things that are above the sun, shehu ha-toira, which is the Torah, which is Yiddishkeit, shom yesh chadoshois v'chol yoim u'v'chol pam. There's news every single day and every single minute. Each time you take out a parsha of the week, parsha's Dvorim, I learned it last year. Take it out this year, you could find brand new revelations, brand new advice in the Torah that you didn't see before, that you didn't know about before. Ki etzois ha-toira amukim ma'oid ma'oid, because the advice of the Torah is very, very deep. Ve'hem mischatshim b'chol pam, and it comes forth with new concepts, new ideas are revealed every single day and every single generation. Ve'tzorech lehischazek behischazkus v'azes dikdusha mechodesh b'chol pam. A Jew has to strengthen himself with new chizuk, with new support and new azes dikdusha constantly. As the Gemara darshins on the pasuk where it says, "Hayoyim hazeh nihiyeh soliyom," Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Tell the Jews that today you have become a nation." And the Gemara darshins, what does that mean? Today, bechol yoyim yihiu beinecho kahadoshim. A Jew has to see to it that his Torah should be brand new every single day. It should be like today's the first day I'm sitting down to learn. Rav Nosson Zal writes in Likutei Halachos and Hilchos Kriyas Shema. When we say Kriya Shema is the most important tefillah that the Yidden have, it's Midoraisa and everything. What is the Kriya Shema? Well, we declare the oneness of Hashem. That's only five words. Hashem, four words. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. If we want to make a sign that has the Shema on it, that word Shema is baloney. What kind of nonsense is that? Making this part. Listen, Jews, Hashem is one. How come we don't say that by Moedani? How come when I say Moedani in the morning, I don't say Shema Yisrael, Moedani lefonecha? What is the Shema Yisrael? Rav Nosson Zal explains that those words, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, are a declaration of faith. That's where you're declaring your faith in Hashem. Faith you can't have yet. Now, when a guy gets up in shul and bangs on the table, what's he banging on the table for? Only if he's got something new to say. Somebody has a new announcement. This one gave birth. This one got drunk. This one got married. This one got that. If there's news, for news, you say, hear ye, listen. I have something new to say. to say something old, you don't got to get anybody's attention.
This is why Rav Nosson says the Chachamim were misaking Shema Yisrael. Every single day when a Yid says the words Shema Yisrael, what's he supposed to be thinking? He's supposed to be thinking, I'm making a brand new announcement. This is the Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod of yesterday. Hashem isn't the Hashem of yesterday. Hashem is brand new every single day. You understand? The saying the Shema Yisrael is implying that I'm making a new announcement today. I have news to say today. The news is that Hashem is one. What do you mean it's news? You told me that yesterday. No, no, no. He's not the same one he was yesterday. Every single day there's new chasodim, there's new chesed, there's new revelations, there's new action that Hashem is bringing every single day. Avol kol ze zoichim al yedei hatzadikim. This level is not a level that each person can be zoichah to turn on his own. Can a person turn on this azis kedusha in themselves or this chizuk? This was zoichah to through tzadikim shezochu lenaseh v'nishmanal. Those tzaddikim who were zeichet to battle their yetzahara and rise to higher and higher levels of nasav and ishma. V'ho b'ho talya. And the two concepts are dependent on each other. Kol mashem iskariv aleihem. The closer a person gets to tzaddikim, zeichet la'azis tikdusha b'yoyser. They teach him azis tikdusha. The kol mashem zeichet la'azis tikdusha b'yoyser. And the more azis tikdusha that a person has, he has the guts to come close to the tzaddik. To come close to tzaddikim takes a lot of guts and a lot of chutzpah and everything. The chutzpah he gets from the tzaddik teaches him the azus, and the azus teaches him how to come close to the tzaddik.
What is the azus?
Azus means the brazenness, to have the chutzpah that it takes to say, I'm not nobody, I'm also a Jew. You can't tell me that because you're a big tzaddik, you're only going to speak to rabbis, they don't need you as much as I need you. I need you even more because I'm not so religious. Because I don't know the whole shas, that's why I'm more important. In other words, the tzaddik, it was created more so to serve me than to serve the other guys who are rabbis anyway and doing mitzvahs anyway.
James also translates it as holy arrogance.
Exactly. Holy arrogance.
Is he going to say more about what he means by getting close? I mean, you don't mean close only physically.
Chas v'shalom, of course.
Can you go over the edge with this?
Meaning? Can you talk with chutzpah? Can you,
well,
can
not you speak, like,
call it tzaddik 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, at a time?
You know,
yes.
Or pushing out, you know, I've got to be the one to get close.
Yes.
To the
with everything, there's extremes and there's a certain middle way. That's for sure.
Also, there's a Torah where the Nachman speaks about the tzaddikim, their light is hidden, and they're like their hands are tied, so to speak. It can't be a full revelation of who they are.
Correct.
And that's more so in our generation.
Which makes more the responsibility on us. Rabbein Ezal speaks about a concept. Yes, there's a chapter in the Kutumaran. Rabbein Ezal speaks about the concept of tzaddikim rejecting their role of authority, running away from wanting leadership positions. And part of that is due to our crimes. One of the results of our doing the wrong thing is that the tzaddik refuses to have authority, refuses to take the authority, which if he had it, he could help the whole Jewish people. No, let them have it. Let Mebrith have it. Let this one have it. Let them be the bosses, the spokesman for Klal Yisrael and everything, and we'll play low profile in a sense. And that low profile is super harmful to Klal Yisrael. If the people are in a position to lead the Jews best are hiding in the back, then you know how much trouble we're in. And again, it puts more of the burden on us, on those who want to come close to tzaddikim, that he ain't going to go he ain't wearing a blinking sign that says, I'm a tzaddik. You got to go find him, first of all. You got to figure out who he is. And then once you go through all of that stuff, all of that hassle of figuring out who it is, you found him already, you figure, okay, now he's going to be an open book. He isn't an open book. You got to struggle to turn each page in him, like, to get him to teach you another word, it's a battle, and it's all kinds of things.
Why is he doing that once you come to him?
The answer is part of it is because of our sins. That there's got to be some degree of fairness and justice in the world. And a guy who did 4 billion sins, when he comes to the tzaddik, or the tzaddik can't just hand him everything on a silver platter. He's got to go through a tshuva process. Tshuva means being embarrassed, insulted, and handling it the right way. What's more insulting than telling a rabbi, I'd like to speak to you, or I'd like you to speak to me, and the rabbi says, tomorrow, next week, next year. It's insulting. It's hurtful and everything.
Pursue,
exactly. You have to be stubborn and keep trying. Keep trying. Right. We said one is dependent on the other. That in order to come close to tzaddikim, you need Azaz Tikdusha. How do you get Azaz Tikdusha? By coming close to tzaddikim. They're the ones who can teach it to you. At sheyizke lovoi l'shleimus ha'emuna, until the Jew is zeicha to get to a certain shleimus ha'emuna, shemamshichim hoshiva royim, which the seven shepherds bestow upon Klal Yisrael. Their job is to bring Am Yisrael to a shleimus ha'emuna. Va'adayin tzrichin biur godoy levayres ha'toyranal. Rav Nosson Zal says, it's still going to take a very long explanation to clarify this chapter on Likutei Moran. Ukvar mevur mizek tzas b'mokam achar. I've elaborated on this to a degree in other places. Avol adayin tzrichin ledaber boze harbe be'inyan yerida shekoydemo aliyah hamavur sham. But we still have to speak a lot about this topic of yerida letzorech aliyah, which is mentioned in that chapter on Likutei Moran. Ba'oifen sheyuchal kol echod lohovin eitzos v'hischaskus niflo al yedei ha'toranal. To present it in such a way where anybody that's going to listen to what we're going to say is going to be able to feel tremendous support and chizuk and get advice as to how to get through this, how to get through this Yerida Letzorech Aliyah. And now he's going to start. Now he's going to start trying to elaborate more and clarify more this concept of Yerida and Aliyah and coming close to Tzadikim, etc. V'ze b'chinas ki chazdecho godoil olai. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Dovra Melech says, Hashem, your kindness is so great, the kindness you've shown to me is so great, in that you've saved me from the lowest depths of Gehenim. How? Al yedei shekeravtani letzadikei emes, by bringing me close to true tzadikim. V'samto chelki miyoyshvei beis hamedrash shalahem, and you gave me the privilege of being a member in their Beit Midrash, in the Beis Hamedrash of the Tzadikim Amitiyim. This is all continuing. This is a chapter in Tehillim where he's quoting the words in the chapter and what the Gemara says on it. Like, okay, Avol Elokim Zaydim Komu Alai. However, Hashem, there are still enemies and evil people that are rising up against me. Vadas Oritzim Bikshu Nafshi, and all the Rishom and everything want my soul. In other words, even after I come close to the Tzaddik, there's major battles to be fought. Hainu Shekomim Kenegdi Hoaze Ponim Shabador. It's these brazen leaders that a generation who don't deserve to be leaders, they're not qualified to be leaders, they rise up against me and try to tear me away from the true tzaddikim. The kanal, as we said earlier, V'ato Hashem Kel Rachum V'chanun. However, you, Hashem, are very, very kind. Sheze b'chinas yudkim lida sherachmim shenimshochem mitfilas Hashem. This represents, this is symbolic of the 13 qualities of kindness which come from the tefillah of Hashem. Hashem was the one who put on a talis and showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to say these 13 words before him, you know, to achieve forgiveness. Kamay shekosuv, vayavor Hashem alponov, vayikro Hashem Hashem kelrach mechanon. It was Hashem who proclaimed these words. This is the tefillah of Hashem. Ukamay shedor shuazal, as the Gemara says, melameid shenisatei fakodesh baruch hu kishliach tzibur. Hashem put on a talis, just like a chazan going to lead the people. V'lomdoi seder hatfilah k'zderach shanim esatev. And Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven the same, just like I'm putting on a talis, you put on a talis. Just like I'm saying these words, you say these words. V'lomdoi echu yisporach, one second, where are we? Hainu, shashem yisporach, kaviyochol, gilo oz l'moshe. Hashem, at that point, revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'lomdoi, and he taught him, echu yisporach mispao b'yatzmoi, exactly how Hashem himself davens. V'oimer, and Hashem says, Hashem, Hashem, keel rachum v'chanun. V'kach yispalel kol echot mi'Yisrael, and this is how each and every Jew is supposed to daven. V'sheyamshich rachmim v'chasodim mitfilas Hashem b'yatzmoi v'kanal. And the Jew has to strive to draw upon himself kindness that comes from the tefillah of Hashem, the tefillah that Hashem himself daven. V'zeh shemevakeh sham. This is why Dovra Melech says over there, Pnei Eli v'choneini, Hashem, please turn to me and bestow your kindness upon me. Tno uzcho lavdecho, give oiz, give azus, give strength to your servant. Shekol habakoshes shetzorich, when it comes to all the different requests that Dovra Melech needed, mevakesh tno uzcho, shemikol habakoshes shetzorich, out of all the different requests that Dovra HaMelech felt he needed, mevakesh tno uzcho lavdecho. The thing he asks for here is, Hashem, give me strength. Sheyizke lekabel azus digdusha me'Hashem izborach. To be zeche, to receive this azus digdusha direct from Hashem. This brazenness that's needed to come close to religion. Vesehu tno uzcho. He didn't say tain oiz, give strength. He said, give me your strength. Uzcho, your strength. Daiko, hanimshach mi toiroscho utfiloscho. He was saying, Hashem, I want to get the strength that comes from your tefillah, your Torah. That's where I want to draw my strength from. Mibechinas kel rachum v'chanun, shubechinas tefillas Hashem. To be able to draw it from there, which was a sample of Hashem's own personal tefillah.